Oh, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or maybe good night in the middle of the night, wherever you are. We are broadcasting from Oroville Radio, the voice of Oroville in southern Tamil Nadu in India. And I am so delighted that we have on the show again, Risha from Timelines Oroville, the filmmaker, the film producer, and an amazing woman who is taking the world by storm. Essentially, what has now been released to us is that a number of people have not only won, but one person in particular has been given this award. And I would love for you to share about this filmmaking award and about the university in Switzerland. Take it away, Risha.
Thanks, Siv. So this young fellow called Swanand Kottewar, he made a film called Halat. Halat means state of being. So this film, and it was his first film actually, he's a young guy, 21-year-old guy. Wow. So this film won the Best Film Award at the Quarantine International Film Festival. And it was, so basically he won among the 250 entries that they received for the festival, and he won the Best Film Award there. I mean, I think it was, his film is mind-blowing. He also kind of included his poem, which he wrote himself. And he did it with like just maybe 12 shots and a poem. And it's a very personal, beautiful take on his family and his mother, who is kind of locked in the house, and how is her presence in the home and what it triggers in him. And that's the poem about. So it's a beautiful film. You can see the film. I can share the link with you. And his film, along with three other films, so four films also got selected in this festival in Switzerland. It's affiliated with the University of Lausanne. So it's a university which is, the festival is curated for researchers who are interested in the study of South Asian languages and religions. So they have a very interesting curation. So I think there are some 8 or 10 films from India, and four of them are from Oroville. So this Swanand Kottewar's film Halat, then Anika Amber's film, she's from Delhi, Swanand is from Nagpur, her film called Leftovers. Her film is on a tribute to her mother, who is far away, and she keeps asking Anika, like her, "Have you eaten, my child? Have you eaten? What did you eat for breakfast? What did you eat for lunch?" And Anika has made a film on the leftover, which is there in the fridge, and how she's eating almost nothing or just a bit of leftovers and some crumbs and some chips. And it's a beautiful film, you know, the mother asking, "What have you eaten, my child?" And the child eating the leftovers from this fridge home alone. So that's a film. Again, she's a first-time filmmaker. She's a sociologist in Delhi. Wow. And this was her first filmmaking attempt. It's a beautiful film. And there's another film called In the Shadows by Vedangi. She's from Bombay. Mm-hmm. She's made a film on the watchman of her society. And how you know, everybody is kind of protected and secure and kind of taking precautions. And this person is out there at the door, at the gate, exposed and making sure, you know, everybody is in, out, keeping record of who is coming in, who is coming out. So he's really the gatekeeper, the safety of all that's living inside. So again, it's a short film, 7 minute long film that she's making. And there's another film, I forget.
That's okay, because I wanted to just, at this point, I just wanted to say to you, everything that you've talked about, these themes, all focus in on happiness. What creates happiness in you? Food is one of those things, you know, to ensure that we have enough food to eat. The other one is to be safe, to have that safety. Yeah. And as we have that safety, we feel secure. And at the last episode, you also spoke about, I have forgotten. What was that?
It was cuddling and being close, to be together, basically. To have a partner, to have a friend circle, to have like this collective of all people coming together.
Yes.
You know? So...
Exactly. So all of those things add to that happiness factor and the happiness index, because I think so often, you know, as a medical clown, they go, oh, yeah, you know, you put smiles on people's faces. And yes, I hope I do. But I really hope that it goes much, much deeper. Yeah. It goes into our DNA, into our heart and soul. And so these are really important, important factors. But thank you so much. Thank you so much. We've already started laughing. And as you know, we take the show out with laughter to heal the world, to heal ourselves, and to spread joy and happiness.
I remember.
You remember?
Yeah.
Tell us what you remember.
Yeah. The fourth film is by Sanket Ray. His film is called Daydreaming. So
You were daydreaming, which is why you forgot.
His film is called Daydreaming, and his cousin had come over for a quick visit, and suddenly in 3 days we went for a lockdown. So this cousin was stuck with this person who made a film, and apparently this cousin was like a painter. So this film is on the beautiful sketches that his cousin was drawing, like daydreaming while sitting in a lockdown. And it's a beautiful record of the cousin's time and the cousin's artwork in times of lockdown. And it's beautiful that how he's intercut these paintings with the lotus in his garden. And it's a beautiful film. It's a beautiful film.
So there we go again. It's following your passion. What brings you happiness is to follow your passion, right? Yeah. To have that freedom to choose what it was, what it is that you would love to do in your life. Yeah. And that, of course, leads us all to this togetherness and to the ability to be away from corruption.
Yes. And it's interesting, you know, it's lovely that we, like happiness you're talking about. This lockdown, in a way, gave us chance to be happy in another way.
Yes.
Because it gave us chance to be really, you know, true to ourselves and to connect and to dig within.
Yes.
And to see. And that itself was a matter of joy, because how often do we give ourselves this chance of introspection and connection to ourselves beginning, you know, to begin with? So, lockdown can make people happy as well.
So we did laughter lockdown, lockdown laughter, because that was the one way that many of us could survive. So now there's still a few people in lockdown. Unfortunately, they're going through a second lockdown and a second wave in other parts of the world. So let's send them a wave of laughter from Oroville and let's just see everyone happy, healthy, and whole. And on that note, Stefano, let's hit the music and let's do laughter from around here to around the world. And subscribe.
Radio.